What's the difference between the Korban Pesach you bring on Erev Pesach Yud Dalet Benisan, L'Sheni that a Tomei person brings on Yud Dalet Iyar? What's the difference? Is Harishon Osir Ba Yiror Ba Yimotzei? Pesach Rishon is an Issa not to have any Chometz in your house for the 7 days. There's an Issa Ba Yiror Ba Yimotzei, not allowed to find Chometz in your house. The Yasheni, Mashenkin, if you bring a Pesach Sheni, Chometz Umatzi Imav Abayis. There's no Issa to have Chometz in your house on Pesach Sheni. Even if you are Tomei by Pesach Rishon, and you have to bring the Pesach Sheni, when it comes Yud Dalet Iyar, you bring the Korban Pesach, and we'll soon see you're supposed to eat matzah at night time, but you're allowed to have chometz in your house also. There's no issa not to have chometz, there's only a mitzvah sasei to eat matzah. Harishon by Pesach Rishon, toyin halel b'achilosoi, v'shashi eat the Korban Pesach at night time. V'shashi eat it, there's an Indian to say halel. Like an hour by the Agoda, we say halel by night time. V'ashenken b'hasheni, enoi toyin halel b'achilosoi. V'ashenken, if you bring a Pesach sheni, a new dalet beer, when you eat it at night time, when you eat the korban at night, there's no inyan to say halal at night time. But v'shash you bring in and make in the korban Pesach, then there is an inyan to break to say halal. V'shash hashiyosan, there's an inyan to say halal. That even on Yud Dalet Iyar, when you bring and make the Pesach sheni, then they said halal v'shash to make in the korban. V'necholin tzli, and you're supposed to eat the korban only roasted. It's even Pesach Sheni also has the mitzvah, but after to do tzliyesh, and al matzum roirim yechlu, that you're supposed to eat it, matzah and mori is supposed to eat with the korban Pesach. As even Pesach Sheni also has matzum roirim. As the ikar pasuk of matzum roirim yechlu says by Pesach Sheni.
Right behind here is the mitzvah.
You have a doichin es Shabbos. The law is that doich is Shabbos also. As even Pesach Sheni, if Pesach Sheni comes around Shabbos, Allah is a Zdeich Shabbos. Yeah, Rashi says, Matzah v'chometz yeshto b'bayis, the Gemara yalef lo letayme de kulu mastisim. All that it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara explains how we know it. So the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Tana Rabbanan, Kechol chukas ha-pesach yeyosu oisai. That's the Pasuk by Pesach Sheini here. The end of the beginning of the pasuk says, "Lo yashiru menu adboikim, don't leave over the etzem lo yishpru boy, boy, don't break the korban, the bone of the korban pesach. Kechol chukas ha pesach yasu oisim. The same old halachas of pesach rishon applies to pesach sheni. That's the pasuk. Kechol chukas ha pesach yasu oisim. So dash in the word the pasuk says oisim means be mitzvah shebegufoin hakosu medaber. It's all the mitzvahs of the korban pesach itself. It's the shchita and the zrika and how you have to make tzliyesh, how you have to burn the meat, that the Torah says has the same halacha as like Pesach Rishon. Ma'ashen kein mitzvah shagufay, a mitzvah upon the person himself to do, not on the korban itself, but a mitzvah upon the person. For the Morim 9, how do we know there's also a mitzvah l'moshla to eat matzah? How do we know there's an inyan to eat matzah b'shas Pesach Sheni? Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, al matzah sumrorim yachluhu. That's the pasuk also by Pesach Sheni that says here, "Ba'chodes Hasheni bi'abos yim ben arba'im yasu voisoi al matzah sumrorim yachluhu." The ninyan to eat matzah mora by Pesach Sheni. So the mora by the yochel, I would think, afilu mitzvahs shloy al gufoy. Maybe there's even a mitzvah not on the guf like to eat matzah. Moshe, there should be a mitzvah not to have chometz in Yerushus either, even though it's not a mitzvah the gufoy. Maybe all the mitzvahs of Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni. Talmud Leimah, no, the Pasuk says, V'etzem lo yishperu voy, Torah says. You're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. So you say, Ma shviras etzem. Just like this lav, not to break a bone from the Korban Pesach, miyuchid, it's a mitzvah, it's special. Mitzvah shebegufoy, it's a mitzvah upon the person. When the person eats the Korban Pesach, this is the way he's supposed to eat it. Is af kol mitzvah shebegufay. All the mitzvahs that are negated to the guf, what the person has to eat, like matzah morer, that you have even by Pesach Sheni also. Mashenkin, the lav not to have chometz in your shoes, that lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni. That's the Rashi. Kechol chukas ha-pesach, Rashi says, be Pesach Sheni ksiv, this posit. Oisoi mashma gufay. Mashma, the mitzvahs of the korban itself applies to Pesach Sheni. What about the mitzvah shebegufa klasim medaber? Yeah. Right, the lariba yasar sheni l'din rishin elo be mitzvah shebegufoin. We're going to say the rabbi dosoi. Posha from the first pasuk. I would think only the korban itself has the same din like Pesach Rishon. That means the seder avodosoi, the way you bring the korban, the achilat tzli, and the way you have to eat it has to be roasted on fire. But the mitzvahs that are not nogeh to the korban itself, the other mitzvahs that we have on Pesach Rishon, the moshe not allowed to have chametz in Yerushus, or to get rid of the chametz, that does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Mitzvahs Shal gufa minayin. How do we know not only in the korban, but even the mitzvah that the person has to do? To go in matzu morah shein dvorim achirim uboyin chayvaloi. It's not the korban itself. These are other mitzvahs that come because of the korban. Is Talmud Leim, the pasuk says clearly al matzu sumrorim yochluhu, that you're supposed to eat the matzah and morah by Pesach Sheni. Yocholav mitzvos shaloya gufay. Rashi goin hashpos asor. This is the most half of me know. Maybe even there should be allowed to destroy all your chametz before Pesach Sheni. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, the pasuk says, "V'yetzam lo yishpru voy." There's only a lav not to break the bone, and other lavim of hashpasa sor you don't have. And Rashi asks, "Well, the common parak." Later, the Gemara asks the question, "Minot taisi? What's the havim in it? Why should you even think this way to say other mitzvahs like getting rid of the chomet should apply?" For Amrit, we already said, "Oisoi mashra mitzvah shabagufayim." But there is clearly the whole chukas haPesach yasu oisoi is mashma do it means do the carbon. Only mitzvahs on the carbon applies to Pesach Sheni. But mashma clearly other mitzvahs like getting rid of the chametz does not apply to Pesach Sheni. So what's even the havim? Why does the even think to ask the question? How do I know there's no lav of getting rid of chametz by Pesach Sheni? The Gemara will soon ask this question. Let's see. Vayta. Gemara says Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda says the pasuk says yasu oisoi. That's the pasuk. The whole chukas haPesach yasu oisoi. He dashins oisoi means be mitzvah shebegufay hakosim medaber. The Torah is talking about the mitzvah that's upon the korban itself. That's the mitzvah you have by Pesach Sheni. Ma'ashenkein mitzvahs that are not negated to the korban, the moshe getting rid of the chametz, that you do not have by Pesach Sheni. You're allowed to have chametz in your reshus b'shas Pesach Sheni. Rashi Isi ben Yudai there. Ain't it sarach lo yishbru? I don't need the pasuk to say now to break the bone to teach us that there's no issue of getting. You don't have to get rid of your chametz. Lekachel limud acher. There's another limud from that. Why the Torah repeats itself here by Pesach Sheni to say now to break the bone? It already said about Pesach Rishon. Why does the Torah say the second time? We'll soon see another drasha. But the Eis say mitzvah shabagufe mashma, because according to Isi, he says in the pasuk says gachol chukas haPesach yasu oisayin. Oisa means only mitzvahs on the gate of the gufay. Either the goof of the carbon, or else on the goof of the person, like mitzvahs of matzah. But more than that, you don't have. So the Maror Mamar, we learned before, it said, Yochel, I would think, af mitzvah shloya gufay, maybe even mitzvahs that are not upon the person himself, like Lamoshel destroying your chametz. Maybe I would think that by Pesach Sheni also, if somebody didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni, maybe he has to destroy all his chametz before he brings the carbon. So we say, Kamashmano, the Pasuk says, V'yetzim lo yishpru voy, only this lav applies, not the lav of chametz. So Gemara asks, for Amrit, you already said, the mitzvah shebegufa kosim medaber. You already said, the first Pasuk, Kachol chukas haPesach yasu oisoi, is talking about only the mitzvahs of the carbon. So why would I think even destroying your chametz should also apply? And the Gemara, Hachi Karma, this is what the Gemara means to ask. Hashtu the Amrit, once you tell me, Al matzay sumroirim yachluhu. Once you tell me there's a mitzvah Pesach Sheni to also you have to eat matz and you have to eat maror. Alma, what do I see? Yasu oisoi lav dafkam. That's what the first pasuk says. Not the first, but the end of the pasuk says. Kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisoi. I see that it says that the Pesach Sheni has the same halacha like Pesach Rishon does not only apply oisoi to the korban itself. Because I see more than the korban. I see there's a mitzvah, teet matz also. Teet mor also. So, Mel, the word yasa waisa does not apply directly to say you only have the korban, Pesach Sheni, but other mitzvahs you do not have. Rather, I see you have other mitzvahs of Pesach Sheni also. You have to eat matz and mor also. So, Mel, I would say, heavy lake kaprat. Maybe I would say first there's a prat, uklal, and then there's a klal. Because first the Torah says protim. It says what applies to Pesach Sheni. You know what applies? The Torah says, Al matzus m'rom yachlu, there's a mitzvah teat, matzah mor with it, lo yashiru menu ad boikim. There's another prat, you're not allowed to leave the meat till overnight, just like Pesach Rishon. Then it says another law, v'yetzim lo yishbru boy, you're not allowed to break the bone of the korban Pesach. It says all these pratim, these private things, what to do. Now, the end of the post, it says a klal, a general klal. It says, k'chol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisim. Mashma klal, anything that applies to Pesach Rishon would apply to Pesach Sheni. So I would think, nasa klal moisev ala prat. Maybe this last klal, the general rule, is coming to add more than just the pratim, what the Torah said before each mitzvah by itself. And I would think, maybe, v'yafilu kol milinami. Maybe all the mitzvahs that we have at Pesach Rishon applies to whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni. And therefore he has to destroy his chametz. He's not allowed to eat chametz either. That's what I would think. Kamash Mulan, no. That's why I say Kamash Mulan, no. We'll soon see what it means, the Kamash Mulan. Now since the Torah has to speak out and says, the Etzem Layishgra boy, it is the question, if the Torah is saying a general klal now, that all the halachas of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni, why did the Torah have to say another time here, V'yetzim l'yishbru boy, you're not allowed to break the bone of a carbon Pesach. We already knew this halacha of Pesach Rishon. It said it before. Why did the Torah have to say it again? It's come to teach us that there's not a general klal here, that all the halachas of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni. Rather, only what the Torah says applies to Pesach Sheni. But what it does not say here does not apply to Pesach Sheni. And here the Torah does not say you have to destroy your chametz, so therefore the Mishnah says, on Pesach Sheni you're allowed to have chametz in your mishus. Rashi, the Eima nasa klal moisef ala prat, the Yisrabi komili, and I would think everything applies to Pesach Sheni. Afilu ashpesos asor, Sheni la gufay, that's not upon the guf of the person, that's upon your mumin, that you have to destroy any chametz you own. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malon, what's the kamash malon? How do we hear that like that? So Rashi v'etzem lo yishbru voy. The Torah says the second time here you're not allowed to break the bone, any bones of the Korban Pesach. The lo tidros klal moisev ala prat lerebuyim kol mili afilu ashpas esor. And now we see, do not say the Torah means to include everything of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni. Dim ken, because if that would be the pshat, kol hani proti lomeli. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself all these protim here and say you can't leave over the meat overnight and says you can't break the bones? If there's a general klal here that all the mitzvahs of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni, so you understand that already, that you're not allowed to do these things. Why did the Torah have to repeat itself a second time for? So Drashi El Lohochi Kasvinu. You know why the Torah repeated itself? Lekulu, all these halachas here. Le Midrash. To make a drasha, to learn out something. Taisvasa de klolo akol chada v'chada. It's interesting. When you have like here, first a prat, a few mitzvahs here, and then it says a klal, this klal comes on two ways. One way it adds on to the prat, and one way it takes away from each prat. It says only this prat and not something else, and this prat and something else also. Rashi de klolo akol chode v'chode omarbe, it includes, it adds something to it. Dumi de prati, something that's like each prat. V'sulai and not more. V'kule prati have the gufay. Now all these pratim are mitzvahs on the guf of the korban, or the agufay are also on the person to do. Vayinu de kol matana, that's what the Tana says. The prati, the Torah says a prat, a special case, v'etzem lo yishbru voy, is mamayet matzis, mitzvah shloya gufay. It comes to exclude mitzvahs that are not upon the guf of body, what we have to do. Rather, what should be done, kagoyin lo sishchat al chometz, that there's a law in Pesach Rishon, even b'shash shchitas a Pesach, you're not allowed to have chometz around. That only applies to Pesach Rishon, not to Pesach Sheni. Kula kamon. L'kam v'vraisa v'forshi, my mar b'klolu d'chol chad v'chad, o ma mamayit protim. It's interesting. The clowns come to tell us that every one of these protim has something included to them. And the reason why the Torah said a prat by each one of them, to exclude something. So every one of these protim here includes something and excludes something. The Gemara will soon go through them all to see how we do it. But that's John the Gemara. Hey, so I would have thought that the klal now should be marb everything. Kamash on these protim, no. Only these protim the Torah includes, and not like getting rid of your chametz. That does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Right? The Isi ben Yehudi. What does Isi ben Yehudi say? He says no. The pasuk says, he dashes the word oisai means only mitzvahs that are told in the guf and not other mitzvahs. Fred Gemara, hi etzem, my ovidle. So according to Isi, what did he do with the extra posek? V'yetzem lo yisperu boy. Lo yisperu boy. Why did the Torah have to repeat itself here by Pesach Shem to say again, you're not allowed to break the bone? Rashi, my yovid lay. Mikachol chukas ha-pesach nafkulay. He learns that from this posek. So the day, according to Isi ben Yehuda, oisai davka. Oisai means davka, only these mitzvahs. O mamayet shaloy ha-gufoyim. And mitzvahs that do not apply in the guf of the person to do. Rather, with your money just, does not apply. And the Mela, I would understand, even if the Torah did not say it, that there should be this lav not to break the bone of the korban. That's the mitzvah, what's nogeh to the guf of the korban. So that's the Gemara's kasha now. According to Isi ben Yehudi, that Yehudi, you're telling me now, that Yasu Oisai teaches us only mitzvahs that are told in the guf of the korban, why did the Torah have to repeat itself to say, you're not allowed to break the bone of the korban, shit you're not allowed to? So Gemara answers, "Mi boilei li echod etzem sheish by moyach, vi echod etzem shein by moyach." This is a drasha we had already before on Daf Pei Hei. The Gemara there said, "How do we know there's a law not to break even a bone that does not have marrow?" So Gemara says, "Because it says it two times, one by Pesach Rishon and once by Pesach Sheni. Why does the Torah repeat itself to say another time you're not allowed to break the bone of a korban Pesach to teach us not only bones that have marrow inside it, but even bones shein by moyach?" That's what the Torah repeated over here. Shrashim boiler liyechad etzim, tochi dashinu mechetz esoylin, kishuwayme v'yetzim lo yishbru v'pesach sheni, shen tamloyma, hai echad etzim, that's what we had the Gemara we had before. It repeats itself a second time to teach us not only bones with marrow, even bones without marrow. For the Gemara of Rabbonin now, hai yasu oisoy my avulei, the Rabbonin say no. The Rabbonin say you have a prat here, and from each one of these pratim, we learn out halachas. So what did the Torah say at the end? Kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoi. What's this extra word of yasu oisoi? What do they do with it? Shrashi, Rabbona the Yamri oisoi really is lav davka. Lema yichtav, what did the Torah write it for? So Mor says, Miboyilei, shein shechten es ha-pesach ala yochid. It's a new drasha. But when it comes to make a pesach sheni, mitchid at least, you should not have only one person on your pesach. Tekama diyef shel adurei madrinin. If it's possible to find other people to be part of your Pesach, even Pesach Sheni, you should also have that. That's this Lashon of Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisoi Lashon Plural. Like Rabin, like do it together. Try and have even a Pesach Sheni be brought by two people. Rashi says, Chidushim, if you know that you're the only Talmudic person, try and have someone to be Tomei, B'Shas Pesach Rishim, that he should also be pushed off to make a Pesach Sheni with you. That's what the Torah is telling you. Yasu Oisai, try and have at least two people bringing a Pesach Sheni together. That's what the Torah is telling us according to the Rabbonin. Right. Turn to Rabbonin. The Pesach says, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai. All the halachas of Pesach Rishon apply to whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Yochel, I would think, Kishem Sharishin Osav Abal Yiruah Abal Yimotzaim, the same way by Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to have chametz in your Rishus. There's a law to see it or to find it. Kach sheni, I would think whoever has to hold Pesach sheni on your dalat ear, there's an iser. Also, by your own, by your there should be a law at least that day and that night. B'shas teshchitas a Pesach, and that night when you have a mitzvah to eat the Pesach, there should be a law not to see and not to find chametz in your rishus. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, al matzoy sumroirim yoichluhu, that you're supposed to eat matzah morim. V'yainli. That's all. These are the mitzvahs that apply, and not the mitzvahs of destroying chametz. Rashi Tamleima al matzos umroimim for other ksiv klali alei. And then the Torah right away says the klal kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisoyim lerebuya dumi didei to add something like matzo umorim v'chol mili loyamrina denarbi. We don't say everything is included. Tiimkain, if everything would be included, kolhani prati lomli. Why do I need the Torah to say each prat here? Or pratim amayet the kavosei. Therefore, each prat is telling us something not like it. K'nefarsh lekam lekamon. The klala bechol chukas haPesach madrina nakule prata. The klala at the end of the pasuk bechol chukas haPesach goes back to all the three pratim, the three separate mitzvahs that the Torah just got finished saying. Lerebuya bechol prat duimididei. One thing it adds on another thing, just like the prat. And who adin also the klal is lumute. Miprote, to exclude something from the pratnami. Dumadi today, something like it. O mechada, mechada, miprote, mematinen, bayro, baymotse. Now, from one prat we exclude, there's no lav of Bal Yeroi, you have no lav not to find chametz in your Rishus by Pesach Sheni. Lakamu Mabrais, Ramuzim Ramiz, Vyoz Lekoli. The Gemara will soon explain everyone how do we know to exclude and to include. Tamlei Mamatzis Ram Yechlu. Now, Vyain Liela Mat Mitzvah Sasei. I already know so far there's a Mitzvah Sasei. Mitzvah Loisa Sei Minayin. How do we know there's a Loisa, the Loisa Sei is also apply to Pesach Sheni? Tamlei Ma, the Pasuk says, Lo Yashir Remenu Ad Boike. There's an Issa Noiser. You're not allowed to leave the meat overnight on Yudalad, Leil Yudalad Ir. You're supposed to eat the meat, and there's a law not to leave it over till the next morning. Vyain Liela Mitzvah Loisa Sei Shenitruk Yasei. Now, this lav of Noiser is a lav on Nitzel Yasei. If you do leave it over to the next morning, the Torah gives the mitzvah Yasei to burn it. Therefore, you do not get Malkus for this lav. That's called a lav on Nitzel Yasei. What about mitzvah Loisa Sei Gomer Minayin? How do I know that even apply such a case of a Loisa Sei, a regular lav to Pesach Sheni, that you would even get Malkus? It's not called Nitzel Yasei. Talmud Leima, that's why I have another prat here that says, V'etzem lo yishbru voi. Sarah says there's a lav, you're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. And if you break this bone, there's a regular lav. So Torah so far said three protim here by Pesach Sheni. It said there's an Indian, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, tita, matzo, moru. That's one prat it says. Then the Torah says another prat, lo yashiru menuad boikir. There's an isser, loiser. You're not allowed to leave the meat overnight till the next morning. Then the Torah says, v'yetzim lo yishbu void. Torah says another third prat, another third lav, the teacher says a posher lav, you're not allowed to break the bone of the Pesach Sheni. Now we'll explain what we dash from each one of these. Yitamalega v'yetzim lishruvoi. Now maha prat, mefurish mitzvah esay, v'loistah esay shenitzel yasei, v'loistah esay gomer, that's these three pratim here. The mitzvah esay tit matz and morum. The loistah esay not to leave overnight, which is nitzel yasei to burn it, if you did. And a regular lav, don't break the bone of a Pesach. Is ach also kol mitzvah sasei v'loisa shashinit liasei v'loisa sei gomer b'chlole. We're also adding on another case where it's a regular lav, a regular mitzvah sasei, and a lav on itl liasei. Now what are we including? What are these cases we say yes? The matzah sumrerim mako marbi. What are we including when the Torah says that the mitzvah sasei teat with the Pesach yastit matzah morer? What does the klal also include? Tzliyesh. That there's also the mitzvah tita, the mitzvah sasei, to eat the Pesach by night. The night of Yudalid, the night after Yudalid, the night of Tezvav, ear, you have to eat it, sliyesh, roast it. Now there's also, that's what Machmas HaKlal at the end adds to it. But before the Torah is saying a prat here, what is the prat excluding? Hashpasasasar, the Torah says there's a mitzvah sasei to what? To eat the matzah. Who are then we're adding from the cloud of the mitzvah essay to eat it, sliyesh. And we're excluding the mitzvah essay to destroy the chametz. By Pesach Rishon is a mitzvah essay, tashbisu sorma v'techem. You have to get rid of all the sor in your rishus. That does not apply to Pesach Sheni. This lab does not apply, because it's not called the mitzvah begufay. That's a mitzvah shlei begufay. That's why we do not have it. Let's say the opposite way around. Maybe the mitzvah says that to destroy the chametz you do have, but the mitzvah says that tliyesh does not apply. And the Gemara, mitzvah the gufa yodif. Avad there's a svara, the mitzvah the gufa the korban. How do you eat the korban tliyesh? That's more the svara, the Torah includes it, rather than the mitzvah destroying the chametz, which is not a mitzvah the gufa. Now, beklolei deloy yashiru menu ad boiker. The second prat the Torah said was, there's a issa noiser, you're not allowed to leave the meat of Pesach Sheni over to the next morning. Micro marble, now at the end of the parsha there's this klal of kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoi, which is including something in every single prat. So what does the klal at the end include? Lo yisetzivu mimenu, that you're not allowed to take the korban pesach out of the house where you're eating it, you're not allowed to take it outside. The Pesach Rishon, the Torah says, wherever you're eating it, you're not allowed to take the Pesach outside to outside the house. Rashi loisaitzi lava nitli asehu tisir babayis echad yoichol. The pasuk says, eat it in one house. Loisaitzi, don't take it out. O mashma zmashma loisaitzi loichloi. Don't take it outside. You have to eat it outside. Ella, what should you do? Babayis echad yoichol. that means ba'omod ve'hechsekoi. This is called the lav ha'nitzach liyasein. The Torah says that Pesach Rishon, you have to eat the Pesach in your house. Do not take it outside. It's mashmi. If you take it outside, right away there's a mitzvah. Come bring it back inside and eat it inside. That's called the lav ha'nitzach liyasein. So that's what we're including. Here's the lav ha'nitzach liyasein that it says is noiser. Don't leave the meat overnight, because if you do, the Torah says there's an effort to it, burn it. We're including now also the lav of Pesach Rishon, not to take the meat outside the house, also applies to Pesach Sheni. To Domilei, Tahai Mifso Benoiser, Vai Mifso Beyetze, they're both like one another. One is a Psul Yetze, and one is a Psul Noiser. Now, the Prote Makam Amayit, but the Torah still says for Prat here, that the lav not to leave the meat overnight. What does it exclude? That another lav on Nitzel Yasein does not apply to Pesach Sheni? Lo Yeroi V'lo Yemotze, that the lav that you're not allowed to see chametz, or have chametz in your reshus, does not apply to Pesach Sheni. To domilei, to hai ein aloika, to have a lav shenitl yasei. We hai ein aloika, to have a lav shenitl yasei. See, in the Chur, you have this gears in the Gemara, it's mashma clearly that the lav of bal yiroi bal yimotzei, that you're not allowed to have chametz in your reshus, a Pesach Rishon, is considered a lav shenitl yasei. Some of the loikas we show him, if it is or not. You know, those sheet that hang on our gears here in the Gemara. At the bottom page also says like that. That mikan mashma kemashapirish ri. The whole show, the lo yiroi have a nitl yasein. And the Torah says, lo yiroi don't have chametz in your shus. What does the Torah say if you do have chametz in your shus? There's a mitzvah of tashvisu. Right away, take it out of your shus and burn it. That's called a lav hanitl yasein. So the kitsa, the chametz, ba yiroi, ba yimosi, is considered a lav hanitl yasein. Therefore, we're excluding it. Which lav hanitl yasein applies to Pesach Sheni? Only noiser, or else the lav of not taking the meat out of your house. But this lav, to not to see chometz in your reshus, does not apply to Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, Epechano, let's change it around. Maybe this lav does apply, Epechano, and the Gemara, mitzvah, the gufa yodif. Havadis more smart to say this first mitzvah applies to Pesach Sheni. That when you're eating the Pesach on the night of Tezvav Iyar, you're only allowed to eat it in one house, and don't eat it outside. That lav more applies because that's the lav negated to the goof of the carbon. Rather than saying the lav of Vayiro and Vayimotzei, which is not a lav directly in the goof of the carbon, it's a different lav, not to have chometz in Rishus. So this lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Right, so what's the third prat the Torah says here about Pesach Sheni? So tomorrow, Bechlola v'etzem lo yishprovoi. Now the third prat is v'etzem lo yishprovoi. The Torah says by Pesach Sheni, whoever brings the Pesach Sheni, you have this lav, you're not allowed to break the bone of the Pesach Sheni. But the Gemara, my komarbi, what are we adding onto it? There's a klal at the end, what are we adding onto it? And the Gemara, marbi, al toichu v'menu no.